Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Pei Tes. We got down quite far yesterday's shiur, and we're beginning halfway down on Pei Tes Amud Aleph by the Mishnah in the middle of the Daf. And the Mishnah tells us, Ha'omer Lebonot, if a person says to his children, Hareini Shochet Es HaPesach, I'm going to go shech my Korban Pesach on one of your behalf. Ami Shiyala Mikem Rishon Yerushalayim, for the first one of you that gets up to Yerushalayim. So, what's the din? The Mishnah tells us, Kivan Sheikhdis Harishon Rosho Verubo, as soon as the first one of the children reaches inside Yerushalayim, inside the city limits, he puts most of his body and his head inside the city limits, so then this child has been Zoche to be, get the Korban Pesach, Zoche Bechelko, and Umezakis Ochiv Imo, and likewise, he schleps along all of his siblings with him as well. Now, the Gemara also says, it seems from here, Shmami no, Yesh Breira. Again, we've had the same question a couple of times now. It seems here that this should go against our general rule that we don't allow Breira, retroactive determination, to be applied by Din Daraisa. But here, the Korban Pesach is a Din Daraisa, and we say that the father said, whichever one of you comes in first is going to be Zoch on the Korban Pesach, and here we didn't know which one. And therefore, all of them could have been, but only one really is, and therefore, it's only retroactively determined which child is included in Korban Pesach. So you see, Breira d'Oraisa, Shmami no Yesh Breira. Gemara says, no, that's not true. Like we said already previously, there is no din of Breira on a d'Oraisa level. Amar Rav Yochanan explains, this whole purpose here was just kidei lezarzon b'mitzos ka'omar. The father was just trying to spur them to, hey, run to do the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach. The first one of you that gets here, he'll be zochid for everybody else. And they all were included already in the Korban Pesach. There is no Breira here as well. And I'll show you that this is true. Daikanami, look at the words. Diktani, the Mishnah said, Umazaka Echov Imo. The first one who gets there goes and schleps along all the others to be part of the Korban Pesach as well. Now, how are you allowed to do that? Unless you say, Amos Bishlam, it works out very, very well. The Amninu Meikara. If the father really included all of his children in the Korban Pesach, so he registered all of his children in Korban Pesach. So, can I know he's 10 children? All of them included in Korban Pesach. And the first one that gets there, so he Zoriz, he's doing it especially well, but all of them really included, even the lazy ones, shoppers. So that works out very, very well, because the father really included all of them, and there's no din of Breira here at all. Unless, however, you say, Eliyamas, the lo amninu mikar, if you're going to tell me that the father didn't include all of them, and he was really just saying, the one that gets it first will be mezaka for everybody else, labosa d'shochet mikom ismanu. So then how can that work? If he only had in mind that the first one that is going to get there is to be included in the Korban Pesach, and then he shechs the Korban Pesach, so how can all the others be included in the Korban Pesach? But now we've learned, Nimnin Umoshkin, Yidem, Yimenu, Achi Yishochet. We're going to have in the next Mishnah that you're allowed to go on and off of Korban Pesach until the Zman of the Shechita. But once it's shechted, then you can't add anybody else to the Korban Pesach, and we'll see it's a machlok, because when you can leave the Korban Pesach until the Zrika. But certainly nobody can be added on to the Korban Pesach once it's shechted. So obviously that's not what we're talking about. Gemara says, you're right, Taka Shmami Na, the first understanding here is correct. The father really had in mind for all of his children, and he just wanted to spur them to show up on time, and therefore he said, the first one that comes will be Mazaka for everybody else. Tagnam Yochi, the Brisa says it's Beferish. Maisa, once there was such a story, the Kadu Banos Labanim, and he said to all of his children, whoever comes there first will be, so to say, Zocha, the Korban Pesach for everybody else, and his daughters beat out the sons. The daughters were more Zerizim, they were more running with alacrity to do this mitzvah. And turns out that the daughters were much more mizarzim. They were much more interested in doing the mitzvah mizrizos than the lazy brothers. Next Mishnah. We just quoted this Mishnah. Now we'll see it inside. You're allowed to go and be put onto Korban Pesach, go off of Korban Pesach, be on a Korban Pesach, go off of Korban Pesach until the Shechita. And you need to have, in order to add on to people, that you have to have at least a Kizayis HaBos. So we said that previously, and more or less, what's the Chiddush over here? And then it tells us what I just mentioned. You're allowed to go on and off the Korban Pesach. You can go on this one, then go off this one, go on to another one. You can go this back and forth until the time of the Shechita. But once there is Shechita, then you can't add anybody else to the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. We'll see the Gemara. He explains that Rabbi Shimon disagrees only on the leaving the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achi Yisro Kasadam, he says, I agree with you that you can't add anybody after the Shechita, but he says you're allowed to leave the Korban Pesach even before the Zrika, even after the Shechita. And the Gemara will explain this. So the Gemara starts off and says, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that you need a kezayis batzer for everybody? We've already said this many times. My kamashbalon, what are you trying to teach me over here that you need a kezayis batzer for every person to be registered on it? Shmuel says, no, the chiddush is as follows. So kamashbalon, this is going to be a machlokis And Daf Tzadi Tes, we'll see it inside of Rashi in a second. The Af Agav the Imne Olav Chabura Zu. Even though you had, let's say, a whole Chabura on Korban Pesach number one, and then they leave. And you then add new people onto Korban Pesach number one. So for a while, it had no people on it at all. Let's say you had 10 people on it originally. They all leave. They got a better offer, and they go someplace else. And now you have this Korban Pesach that is, nobody is on it. And then you add people onto it. Choseres v'nimen olav chabura acheres. You're allowed to go and add additional people on it. And Rashi points out, this concept is actually a machlokas. This is udaloka Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to learn in the next parak. On Daf Tzadi Tes, Ubovad Shiyeh Echo Bibnei Chabura Rishona Kayim Olav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can never have a Korban Pesach that has nobody on it. You have to have at least one of the original people still on it. So if all 10 people left and the Korban Pesach right now has nobody on it, then that's a possible Korban Pesach. You need to have at least one person stay on it. Our Mishnah doesn't hold like that, so therefore, the Chiddush over here is to teach us that it's not like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Then we said there's a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Everybody agrees that you cannot add anybody after the Korban Pesach has been shechted, but we'll see the machlokas is in between the Shechita and the Zerika, whether somebody could leave the Korban Pesach. So we quote the Mishnah, Nimnin Umoshe Nesideim Ashi Shochet Uchulei. So Amar Abai says the machlokas is, as I just said, machlokas li Moshech. There's only machlokas in the Tanakhama Rabbi Shimon as to whether somebody can leave in between the Shechita and the Zerika. Machlokas li Moshech. The Rabbanan Savri, the Tanakhama holds, the pasuk says miyos miseh. We play on the word miyos. It means mechayusi the seh, while the seh is still alive. On the side, it brings out from the aruch that mechayusi the seh means hu medaber shehu chai. It means while the seh is still alive. So while the seh is still alive, somebody can go on to it, and somebody can come off this Korban Pesach. You need chiyusei deseh. That's what it means, meyos miseh. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon savar, it means mehavayasei deseh, the doings of the seh. All the things that need to be done to the seh, up to and including the zrika. Until that point in time, you can go off it. But avo limanos, but to go on to it, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, divri akol, achi shochet. You're not allowed to add people onto the Korban Pesach once it's been shechted. Up until the time of shechita, you can add, take off, but not once it's shechted. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees to that. Divri akol, achi shochet. And this is based upon the pasuk, the Yomakra. The pasuk tells us, b'michsas nefashos, you register people onto the Korban Pesach, and then it says, Tachosu al haseh. Tachosu, we said previously, is a loshon of the shlita. So once you have the shlita, you can't add anybody onto the seh. So clearly, the way Abaye understands this machlokas between the Tanakhama, the Chacham, and Rabbi Shimon is there is no machlokas whatsoever. You can only add people onto the Korban Pesach or take them off before the shlita. But once you have the shlita, but before the Zrika, that's when they have a machlokas, could you come off or not? Rabbi Shimon says, you can come off at that point still in time, but the opinion of the Chachamim is no. Once you're on it at the time of the Shechita, you can't come off anymore. And we have a braisa that says exactly like Abaye taught us, Tanina mihochi, nimnin umoshrin esideh mimenu ashi shochet. You're allowed to go and add people onto it and also take them off up until the time of the Shechita. That's the Tanakhama's opinion, the Chachamim. Along comes Rabbi Shimon, and he says, no, nimnin achi shochet, I agree with you. Here he says, mefevish, I agree with you 100%. You can't add on anybody after the Shechita. However, umoshim, but you can take somebody off, even after the Shechita, before the Zrika, achi zorek adam. Until the dam has the Zrika, you can still take somebody off. We turn to the Amud Beis, pay test Amud Beis, and we have another Mishnah. Hamamaneh imo acher b'chelko, if somebody goes and appoints another person in his share of the Korban Pesach. So a person got a share. Reuven got a share in the Korban Pesach, and it's more than Kizayis, and he's going to now, he gets two Kizayis, and he's going to share his Kizayis with somebody else. So he didn't ask all the other members of the group permission. He says, hey, this is my two Kizayis, and this is my share. It's more than a Kizayis for another person as well. I have enough for at least me and another person to have a kizayis. I want to split my share. Is he allowed to do so? So the Mishnah tells us, Hamemani imo acher b'chelko, if somebody, Ruve, brings along Shimon on his share that he got, the rest of the Chabura has the right to say, go off on your own. Rashayim b'nei Chabura, li ten lo shelo, they can say, oh, here your two kizayisim, here your five kizayisim, and leave us alone. We don't want to eat with that guy. V'ocha mishalo, v'en ochle mishalahem. And they'll separate, even though they're one Chabura, they're one Korban Pesach, they can subsequently separate, and Reuven will now eat with his friend Shimon in one place, and the rest of the people will eat the rest of the Korban Pesach by themselves in another place. That's what the Mishnah tells us. So Gemara says, Yibaylu, they ask the following shaila in Beis Medrash. B'nei Chabura Shahoyu Yodov Shel Echos Mehen Yofos. You have a group of people, five people, let's say, that want to get together and eat the Korban Pesach. And one of them has what we call Yodov yofos. He has greedy hands. He has the euphemism over here. Rashi says lishna ma'alya mimaya lechalabe. He is a glutton. He's going to eat a lot. So they didn't realize this beforehand. And now, let's say they have 20 kizaisim, and they have five people. Each person's going to have four kizaisim. This guy's going to chop 10 kizaisim. They'll each have a kizayis left, but they're not going to eat as much as they're paid for. They're not going to eat a fair share. So the b'nei chabura, if one of them is a glutton, the others have the right to say to him, or not. That's the question they ask in the Beis Medrash. Ma'o shiomulo tochel chavit say, hey, you're entitled to, in my case, there's 20 kizaisim, there are five people, you're entitled to four kizaisim. So you take your four kizaisim and leave, because if you're staying with us, you're eating eight kizaisim, 10 kizaisim, and you're taking more than we are. You're a faster eater, you're a glutton, you're dying yofos. So can they or can they not separate from him? So Gemara says, me, I'm reading, do we say, these are the two sides to the story. He can possibly say to them, Motzi Armaluhu, this glutton can say to the other people, listen, hey, ha, kabilton, you took me in your group, you accepted me, too late, sorry, buddy, and if I want to eat 10 kizasim, you can't stop me. Or Dilma, O Dilma, Motzi Lameim Alei, they can tell to him, listen, we accepted you, ki kabilinon, when we took you into our group, the reason we did so was l'tikune zvicha, because you're not supposed to have any of the Korban Pesach be no sir. So listen, we said 20 kizasim for four people, that's too much. 20 kizasim for five people, we think that's a good amount. So we brought you in here not to have no sir, but we didn't bring you in here to eat up most of the Korban Pesach. Adait did the achlis tvei minon, that you should eat more than us, lo kablincha. That's not why we took you in. So these are the two possible thoughts that we have. And they ask in the Beis Medrash which one is correct. He can say to them, tough luck, you accepted me. Or they can say to him, no, we only accepted you because we didn't want to have no sir. L'takuni zvicha. But now that we see that you're a glutton, we're going to give you your share and leave you to yourself. So the Gemara says, Toshma, our Mishnah. Let's bring the proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Hamamana achayrim imo achalko. If Reuven took upon his share another partner, even without asking the rest of the group. So we said, the rest of the group is allowed to say, go take your partner and your share, and leave us. Rashayim b'nei chabura, litin lo eshlo. They're allowed to say, here, Reuven, here's your share that you purchased. Here, your four kizasim that you purchased. You want to eat with Shimon, you don't take. You'll each have only two kizasim. That's your choice. But we're not sharing the rest of the Korban Pesach with you. We don't have to. So, Rashayim b'nei chabura, litin lo eshlo. Why? My taima, lab mishum. Isn't the reason is mishum, the hebele, kiyodayim shel echos mihim yafos. Now that Reuven has another person with him, so it's like he has gluttonous hands because this other guy is going to say, hey, listen, I'm still hungry. I'd like a little bit more. So therefore, instead of him getting his portion as one person, he's really getting a portion as two people and they're going to eat more. So that's like having a person who's a glutton. So therefore, if in the Mishnah, Reuven with Shimon is like a gluttonous person, and in the Mishnah we said that you're allowed to go and give this gluttonous person, this Reuven and Shimon, or what would be the equivalent of having a person with a great appetite, a glutton, his share and telling him to leave the group. So, and therefore, we've asked and answered the question that they're allowed to say, listen, we never accepted you for this. Now, if you're telling me that the glutton is allowed to say, hey, listen, sorry guys, you accepted me too late, kabilson, you took upon it yourself that I would join you, and you can't force me to separate, so then, neve hai kiyodov yofos, but we see that that's not true. They're allowed to go and tell him, sorry, we have not accepted you. So, asked and answered. The din is that if a person is a glutton, or he takes upon himself another partner, you can go say, listen, here's your share, your fair share, however you're going to eat it, that's up to you, but we don't have to give you additional because you're a glutton. So Gemara says, no, not necessarily so. The reason why in our Mishnah we allow it isn't the same as for the glutton. Amri, in our Mishnah we can say, lo. The reason why in our Mishnah we said they can force Reuven to leave with his newfound buddy Shimon and not join them because Deo's shiny. They can say, listen, we never agreed to eat with Shimon. We agreed to eat with you, Reuven. It has nothing to do with the portions of the food. We didn't want to eat with Shimon. Deo's shiny. He's a different person, and he doesn't fit into our group. Di nami tavayu kechad mimei chaburu hu diachli. And even if you were to promise us that you're only going to eat, let's say, your four kizasim. Between you and Reuven, you're not going to have four kizasim each. You're only going to limit yourself to two kizasim each. So even if you could guarantee us that you're not taking one iota more of meat because you have another person, we still have the right. Matzi amri luhei. They can still tell this Reuven, the lo nicha lon inish nuchra gabon. We don't want this stranger amongst us, this inish nuchra. We don't know him. He's going to ruin the conversation. We're talking Torah here, and he's going to start talking about the Mets. So therefore, we don't want this guy in our chabura. But it has nothing to do with the size of the portion. And therefore, you can't bring me a raya that if a person is a glutton, once they accepted him, they can't say, well, he's Deo Shiny. No, they accepted this guy. They didn't mind if he's there. Aye, now he's a glutton, so he may have the right to tell him, sorry, buddies, you accepted me in your group, and I'm allowed to eat as much as I want. Try again. Toshma. The following brisa. Hashamos she'ochal kizayis bosa b'tzad hatanur. We had this previously. The shamish is joining one of the two groups. Let's say he's serving two groups, and he has a tanur in the middle to heat up the water so he can dilute their wine. And he started eating his korban pesach right by the tanur. Now, that's now his spot. Now, he was originally joining one of the two groups. So, the shamish ochal kizayis bosa b'tzad hatanur. So, if he's smart, he can't move anyplace else. In hoya pikeach, b'mali kreis v'meno. He eats over there as much of the korban pesach as he wants. Now, there was a chabur that he was with. So, imratzu b'nei chabur lasos tovimo. If the rest of the people feel bad for him that he's eating all by himself, so they can come and join him over there by the tanur. B'ayim v'yoshu mitzid ov yochlin. They can join him over there. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, that implies ratzu only if they wish to. Then they go over there in. Lo, ratzu, but if they say, listen, we don't want to eat by the tanur, it's too hot over there, it's too smelly, it's too smoky. If they don't want to, lo, ratzu, then lo, they don't have to go over there. Now, how come am I, neimoluhu, ha-kabilsun, you accepted me, so this is where I'm eating, so you accepted me in your chabura, I can force you all to eat next to me by the tanur. Oh, from the fact that we don't say that, you see that the argument, ha-kabilsun, doesn't apply. And if the person's a glutton, he has yodov yofos, they're allowed to say to him, separate from us. So here's the answer to the question. They can force him to separate if they wish to. Shmuel says again, that's not a raya. Why? Shiny hossam. This case is different because even though they accepted to eat with the shamish, they can tell the shamish, listen, the omri lay, they can tell him, when we accepted to eat with you, ki kabilna adaita de nitroch, come on, we only accepted to eat with you if you're going to come to eat with us. But that we should have to go and sit by the oven, lamitrach lon delidach, that we should have to go and sit with you by the smoky oven, by the hot oven, lo kablinach, that we never accepted. So therefore, you can't bring me a raya. What would be the case by the glutton? By the glutton also, he could argue, listen, I'm eating with you. I'm not making you come to me. I'm going to eat with you. You accepted me. And therefore, even if I eat more than you, I have a big appetite. I'm a glutton. You have accepted me and you can't retract. So no raya. Try again. Here it says beferish toshma. This brisa says beferish the answer to our question. Bnei chabur shahaya yodav shel echad mehen yafos. This brisa says one of the guys are glutton and they didn't realize this beforehand. Or even if they did realize it beforehand, rashayin lomar, they're allowed to tell this guy tol chel kachovitzay. In my example, where there's five people and they're supposed to each get four kizaisim, and they hear that this guy's a real glutton and he's going to eat 10 kizaisim, and they're going to be left with only a kizayis or so each, so they're allowed to tell him rashayin lomar lo. Tol chel kuchovetzei. It says beferish, if he has these big hands, yodav yofos, they're allowed to separate from him. Take your stuff and leave us. Below out. And then it says a further part in this brisa. This is a true, not only with the korban pesach. Is a bigger chiddush here. Below out. El afilu chamisha. Even if it's five people, v'yosu sibolis. Rashi says sibolis is a regular meal, a group meal, a potluck meal. Tarovis suuda shokoyim osashana. When five people get together, the rest of the year, and say, listen, we're eating at my house Friday night. Everybody brings something, and we'll put it all in the kitty, and everybody can take what they want. So they make this sibolis. They make a group meal. So even in that situation, the Bryce says they can say rashayim lomelo tol chel kachobetzei. They can tell this person who seems to be a glutton, and they don't want to eat with him. Here, you have one-fifth of the food. Take one-fifth of the food. It's yours, but leave us alone. You can't grab more. Shmamina. So this beferish says the answer to our question. They can tell the glutton to leave. Gemara says, why did you have to give me the second part? My v'lo od. What's the bigger chiddush in the second part? I would have thought the korban pesach is a bigger chiddush. If you can do it by the korban pesach, certainly you should do it by a suda. My ulme, Rashi says, what's the bigger chiddush over here by telling us v'lo od? El afilu chamisha vasu sibolis. What's the chiddush over there? Shmuel says, no. Lo mi boye komar. This is telling us the following. Lo mi boye pesach. You don't have to tell me by the korban pesach that this is the halacha. Because the matzi amrilei ki kabin loch lesikune zevicha, that there you can make the argument that the only reason they accepted him was because they needed to make sure that there would be no noser on this korban pesach. They wanted to be misakin the korban, that there shouldn't be over here extra left over. That's why they added him. And that's why in that situation, we were only doing this for a specific purpose and not that you should eat more than everybody else. So maybe over there, only that situation can they ask him to leave. But no, even when there is no mitzvah of no sorrow, there is no concern that there's been leftover food. El afilu sibolis, nami, even by the sibolis, which the only reason they invited him was for company, that tzavto bi'almahu, it's just purely to have company, to have a nice meal together with other people. Nevertheless, even there, Rashayin Lomalo told Chalko would say, even in that situation where there's no mitzvah potential problem, that there's no nosar, even there, nevertheless, when there is no nosar, they're still allowed to tell him, listen, sorry, buddy, you're a glutton. take your portion and leave. So this is the first version that we have over here of this discussion. Now the Gemara says, Ikud Yamre, there's a second version, Ha lo yiboylon, they never had a question, could you reject the glutton? Could you tell the glutton that he's not part of your group, we're asking you to leave? That's clear, of course. If the guy's going to eat twice as much as everybody else, they have the right to tell him, listen, you only paid for one portion, you're eating two portions, so leave us. That never was a shaila. What was the shaila? Elo, this is the shaila that he has in the base of Medrash. They said, once you have a group of people that are all registered on the same Korban Pesach, are they allowed to go and separate or not? That was the question. Rashoyin l'cholik, Rashi says, are they allowed l'cholik Pesach b'neyen l'kol echad chelek hamagiyo? Can you go and say, listen, you're entitled to four kizesim, here are your four kizesim, enjoy. And to the next guy, here are your four kizesim, and enjoy. Oh, ain rashoyin l'cholik, elo ochlin kiyacho, they must eat them together. V'nosin amonos l'fneyem kishah sudos, and they must sit together. That was the question that they asked. Shmuel says, look at this last brisa that we just brought down. It answers this question befeirish. Toshma, b'nei chabur sh'yodav shalechos shalecha mihim yafos. You had a glutton in the group, so they're allowed to tell him, Rashi and Lomelo, tochel kovetzei. Clearly, they're allowed to tell him, go and leave our group. So therefore, you see clearly that the Korban Pesach doesn't have to be eaten all together, even in the same chabura. They can tell him, you make your own chabura and eat over there. Yodav yafos in, but that implies only for the glutton. But ain yod of yafu slow. But it seems to imply that if they don't have a good reason, they're not allowed to separate. They're only allowed to separate because this guy's a chazer and he's going to eat more than everybody else. But if he's not a chazer, then they shouldn't separate. Shma minah. This is a good raya. Now the Gemara says a ma'aser shahoya. Interesting story. Cute story. Rav Papa, the Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'rei Yeshua were sitting together. Arivu rifta b'hadi adode, and they had a joint meal together. They had the sibolas together. They had a meal together. They put all their food together and they said, "No, we'll eat together." Now, Adi Ochle Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua chada, in the time that it took Rav Huna to go and eat one portion, so Ochle Rav Papa arba. Rav Papa was a much faster eater, and he would eat four portions. So now, again, they bought the dinner together for two, and Rav Huna, every time he takes one bite, Rav Papa's taking four bites. So at the end of the meal, they're eating from this platter in front of them. Rav Papa's eating four times as much as Rav Huna, but they're each paying 50%. So Amalei, Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, listen, this is not a good deal. Plagli, let's split the food down the middle. You paid 50%, you get 50% of the food. I paid 50%, I get 50% of the food. Because you're out eating me over here 4-1. So I'm paying 50%, but I'm only getting 20% of the food. Amalei, Rav Papa says, I'm sorry, but that's the deal that we had. Kabilsa, you accepted upon yourself, do this. Next time, don't become a part of me if you don't want me to eat more than you. That's the way I eat. I eat faster than you and I'm hungry. So therefore, if I eat more than you, I'm allowed to, and you can't do anything about it because you accepted this arrangement beforehand. No, Rav Huna says, let's go through the entire Gemara that we just went through, that we tried to show that you could reject the person who has Yod of Yofus and separate him out. So Esvei Kol Aneti Yofta, so Rav Huna posed to Rav Papa all of these questions, and Esvei Kol Aneti Yofta, Vishani Kiddushanina, and Rav Papa answered them the way we just answered them, until we got to the final Toshma. Then, he asked in the final Toshma that we learned in the Brisa of the Nechabura, Shayu Yodav Shalechus Mehem Yofos, Rashayin Lomelo Tolchel would say that you see that you're allowed to do this. So what's Rav Papa going to say to that? So Amalei, Rav Papa said to Rav Huna, no, that also was different. Hossam, in that case, the Amalei, ki kablincha l'sikune zvicha, because the Reisha was talking about the Korban Pesach. So he could argue with them that the only reason you accepted me was to not have no sir. So that's why you're allowed to let me leave. But in a regular Sibolis, you're not allowed to go. But then, Rav Papa tells him, but look at the Brisa's Sefer. Esvei said, Sibolis, there is exactly our case, and you see that you can force him to leave. So Rav Papa said, Taka, you're right, and Palagle. So Rav Papa split off with him, and Rav Papa took 50% of the food and went, and Rav Huna took 50% of the food and went. Next time, Ozel Arav Bahadi Ravina. The next time, Rav Huna wanted to join somebody with a meal, so he went to Ravina, and he said, let's do this 50-50, we'll put in 50-50, and we'll each then eat. So Ozel Arav Bahadi Ravina, he went to go do this by Ravina. Now, Rav Papa ate four times as fast as Rav Huna. Ravina ate eight times as fast as Rav Huna. Ad ochel Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua chada. In the time that Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua could eat one portion, ochel Ravina tamnaya. He was able to eat eight portions. So this is even worse. It was twice as bad. So my Rav Huna said, Meya papi is better to have 100 Rav Papas, lo chada Ravina, and not one Ravina. I'm worse off than I was when I was with Rav Papa. He was out eating me 4-1, and Ravina is out eating me 8-1. Cute story. Mark continues and says, Tana Rabbanu, we learn the Braisa, Hamamana Chayri Mimo Al Pisco V'Achariyoso. If a person goes and appoints somebody with him for his Korban Pesach and his Korban Chagiga, both this Tomat Chagiga Yedalit, which has the same dinim as the Korban Pesach we learned previously, that the same way that the Korban Pesach is eaten, so too the Korban Chagigas Yedalit is eaten. So therefore, you have to be nimna on it. You have to be appointed onto it. You have to be registered onto it. So too, in this situation, both of the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, if somebody pays, right, Reuven has the Korban Pesach, has the Korban Chagigas Yedalit, and Shimon now wants to pay to join him, so the mos should be Yadu Chulin. The money that Shimon pays to Reuven is Chulin, and Reuven can do with it whatever he wants. Now, the Gemara is going to question this. The whole shiur tomorrow is going to be, the beginning of the shiur is going to be a whole discussion about this. Why is that so? When Shimon designated money for his Korban Pesach, it gives that money a certain level of Kedusha to it. Now, the Korban Pesach that Reuven made also has Kedusha of Korban Pesach. So how can this money, which has Kedusha of Pesach, get somehow desanctified when the Korban itself is Kedusha of Pesach? Where did the sanctity go from that money? On what was it chal in order for it to go off? So this will be the question that we'll answer at the beginning of tomorrow's shiur. We'll go over it again tomorrow, but this is a very important question. For now, all we're doing is saying what the din is. Mo Shabiyah Duchulin. The money that Shimon paid to Reuven to join in is either his Korban Pesach or his Chagigas Yedalit is Chulin. He can do with it whatever he wants. Tomorrow we'll say how come. Second part of this, Bryce, is as follows. If somebody were to sell Ba'mocher, Olos, or Shlama, if somebody sells his Korban Ola or his Korban Shlamim, however, the din is different. Lo Asav, Lo Klum. You can't go and sell that. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Shemayim. Obviously, the question will be, why not the Pesach and the Chagiga as well? So, when you're selling your Ola and Shlamim to Reuven, you're selling it to Shimon, so it doesn't accomplish anything. The money that Shimon gives for this, Lo Asav, Lo Klum, doesn't accomplish anything. Umos, Koshein, Yiplu, Nadova. And this money, no matter how much it is, all goes to Keitz HaMizbeach. It's not given back to Shimon. It doesn't stay in the hands of Reuven, but it goes instead to bring extra korbanos on the Mizbeach. When the Mizbeach is quiet, when there aren't a lot of korbanos being brought, so it's called Keitz HaMizbeach, they go and purchase with this olus to sacrifice up on the Mizbeach. And it uses this lashon of kol shehein, even extra money, which the Gemara will explain in a moment. So Gemara says, the loss of lo klum, since there is no accomplishment over here, so amay yiplu nadava. So why don't we give the money back to Shimon? Shimon didn't gain anything. He didn't purchase this Ola and Shlamim. He can't. It belongs already to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could you go and purchase this Ola and Shlamim? So therefore, the money doesn't accomplish anything. So why does it go to Keitz HaMizbeach? Why doesn't it go back to Shimon? That's the question. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Knas. The whole thing over here is a Knas. The rabbis instituted a Knas and said he shouldn't do this. And therefore, we punish Shimon, and this money doesn't go back to Shimon, and it goes as a knas. Rashi explains this idea very, very well. Famous expression that we have, lo achbara ganav, elachura ganav. We don't blame the mouse for stealing the food. It's the hole that he puts the food into that, so to say, is the reason why the mouse steals it. If there was no hole to put the food into, so the mouse wouldn't steal. So the person that you sell your ill-gotten, your stolen produce from, he's as much of a problem as the person who steals it. So therefore, in this situation, we set up a knas. While Reuven shouldn't have sold it, nevertheless, the fact that Shimon was willing to buy it, so we punish Shimon as well. So therefore, that's the knas over here. The money that Shimon gave has to go to Keitz HaMizbeach. Why did it say the extra words, Umos kol shehein yiplu nedava? Why did you just say Umos yiplu nedava? So the Gemara explains, Afogav the Lohavu Shavu El Arba. Let's say he was giving him $4, and it's worth $4 for that share, and he instead gave him $5. So I might have thought, the Yahavu Le Chamisha, instead of $4, he gave him $5, I might have thought that the extra one was like a tip, the extra one was like a present to him, and not really payment. Afilu Bahaya Yaseira, Nami Kansur Rabbanon. The rabbi set up a knas, even on the extra dollar that was paid from the instead of four, he gave him five. So you might have said, okay, the four is the knas, but the fifth was a present. That shouldn't be included in the knas. Kamash v'lan, that's why we use the lashon. Mos kol shein, even the extra money that was given, we don't say it's a present, but we say there's a knas on that as well. Now we'll just introduce the question that I mentioned a moment ago for tomorrow's shir. Amar Ula v'tem Rav Hoshaya. Ula, or alternatively, Rav Hoshaya said the following. Efshor yodei charvin bavloi. Maybe one of you, Amaroyim in Bavo, knows taima the haimilsa, the answer to this question. When Shimon pays money to Reuven to get onto his Korban Pesach or onto his Chagiga Yedalit, Zeh Hifrish Tlel Pischo, let's use the example of the Korban Pesach. So Reuven was mafrish this tleh, this little lamb for the Korban Pesach. So it has kedusha, the Korban Pesach. And Shimon was there, hefrish mos l'pischo. And Shimon set aside money for his Korban Pesach. Now, when Shimon pays Reuven that money, how can you tell me, as the Brisa did, mos shebiyod chulin, this money that was previously consecrated by Shimon, when it goes into Reuven's hands, actually becomes chulin right now? Hektish, cholal hektish. This money was hektish, and it's going on to something that's hektish. How did that money lose its kedusha? The ketani that we said in this brisa, mos shebiyado chulin. How does that work? The Ezra Sashem in tomorrow's shir will answer this question. With this, we conclude today's shir.